Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Everybody groove to the music. Everybody jam.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the owner and publisher of Scroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She's also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Now here's Devin, your community connector.
Hello and happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio from 4 to 5. Hello, Matt. How are you today? It's our producer, for those of you who don't know who Matt is.
I'm doing fantastic, Devin. How about you?
Well, I just want to say hello, welcome, snowbirds, okay? I don't see Florida plates anymore. I'm stuck in traffic, but we're glad to have you. Thank you for visiting us, snowbirds. Some people might not agree, but we agree they're great for our economy, and we're going to hear about some financial economy questions later on in the show, but true, they're helping our economy. Is that right?
That's right. We're happy to have them here.
That's right. I totally agree. So welcome to Florida, all snowbirds. So last week, Matt, remember I said I was going to start kind of doing a little fun trivia, odd, weird trivia things?
Yes, and I'm starting to look forward to it each and every week, and I promise I will not be cheating by looking at the computer I have in here with me.
Okay, well, I'm going to do something about animals first, and I don't really know if they're truly animals, but they're not people. How's that? So, do you know that crocodiles cannot stick out its tongue? Did you know that?
No.
I don't know if I've ever seen a crocodile. I don't even know if I knew they had tongues. But in case you did know that, they cannot stick it out. And then I have one more thing about shrimp. Do you know anything weird about shrimp? Anyone? 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 Shrimp's heart is actually in its head.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the weird trivia that you're going to get in the beginning of the show from Be Local Buzz with Devin.
So Devin's word of advice, if you get attacked by a shrimp, step on its head. That'll kill it.
Yes. There we go.
There all right.
Watch out for those attackable shrimps out there.
You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm really excited about today's show. It's going to be the theme of today is taking care of your assets. And I brought on, of course, the gurus in the field here, and they're all from Be Local Beaches and Greater Clearwater Magazine, and we actually really step out into the community, talk to the locals, find out who the best out there, and get recommendations, and we actually interview them. We just don't let anyone in our magazines and networks, because it's a big responsibility to, when a new resident moves in here, to actually recommend businesses to them. And I don't want to be that person that is recommending icky businesses, so I make sure that we bring the best in. Yes, Matt?
We only have the highest quality of standards here on Be Local Bus with Devin and in Be Local Beaches magazine.
Absolutely. So, and that is not a joke. That is absolutely true.
And if you have any questions for anybody that's on the show today, please feel free to give us a call, 727-441-3000.
Wow, Matt. Thank you so much for being such a productive producer today.
I try.
So that's what we're going to be taking care of our assets. Our number one asset is our body, right? I mean, people don't think that as an asset, but it really, well, they may think of it as an, can I say ass? All right, just said it. It's okay. All right, asset. Okay. Thank you for my little ass butt over there.
There is two types of assets. There's the physical one.
Yes.
As in it's attached to you from the neck down. And then there's the financial one.
Right.
I'm assuming we're getting into both today.
We are. So,
all right.
Stay tuned for the whole show. You're definitely going to want to hear some great financial advice. And just like what's going on, there's so many questions about what's going on with the money. Where can I protect it? Where can I protect my assets, right? Where can I protect my future? And what should I do with my money? And what's going on with the economy? So stay tuned, because we're going to hear from Michelle Osborne later. But right now, we are going to hear from Pilates instructor Nicole. And she's not an instructor. She's as her own, I don't know, she's her own thing, let me tell you. She's going to tell you all about it. But I'm also one of her students, and I just adore her. But do we have a song for her?
We do. Here we go.
I gave it away already, which she does. Oh, well.
What do you mean it doesn't work? Pilates is just for girls? Listen up.
I will kill this.
I've been minding my
my own business getting fit with my Pilates. And I hear the boys say, does that even work your body? Does that even work your body? Like, have you even tried? Let's put you in a teaser and see if you won't cry. Aw, it hurts that you said this was easy. Let me wipe away your tears. Oops, sorry, it's so breezy. Oh, you're breathing so hard. You're shaking. Are you sore? Tomorrow when you try to laugh, you'll laugh at me no more. What?
Yes.
Awesome.
I always say Pilates is not for sissies because it is very challenging. It works your entire body and it totally gives you a six pack like I've never had before. So, Nicole, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin and love having you here in the studio. So, tell everyone your name and where do you practice? Would that be the right word?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So my name's Nicole, and I teach at studios all over the area, but the main studio that I teach at is the Pilates House.
They are amazing, and they're new, and they're also in, you can find them in Be Local Beach's Greater Clearwater magazine, and where exactly are they located?
Right on Missouri Avenue, right by Nature's Food Patch, so across from the street from there.
And if you're coming from like the Bel Air, Largo area, it's actually crossover of Gulf to Bay, and it's kind of right there on the left.
Super convenient, tons of parking, easy to get in, get out. I love the location.
Well, the parking may be easy to get in and out, but getting out sometimes is your legs are shaking, like they just said in the song. So what is Pilates for people who want to know? What is it?
So Pilates is a method of exercise. The whole idea is focusing on the powerhouse. So the powerhouse is all the muscles around the core, the pelvic floor, and the back. So everything that we do in Pilates focuses on stemming from those muscles. So we focus on the breath and the powerhouse and control. So it's all about really having mindful movement.
And you make it sound so pleasant. But it is, it's really very challenging and the results are amazing. That's the thing. If you guys are looking for results, and I do say guys and ladies, if you're looking for true results, Pilates is really the way it is. I mean, seriously, I mean, I've never, not that I'm saying I have a great body, but I have like defined muscles like I've never had before because of Pilates.
You're our walking model. Yeah. I love it.
it's truly amazing. So you teach on a reformer. So there's a lot of people out there that may not even know what a reformer is. So can you tell people what Pilates reformer is?
Yes. So first off, it looks like a torture device. But it kind of is, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was actually made during World War I from hospital beds.
Oh,
did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're Miss Pilates over
here.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah. So it kind of resembles like the structure of a hospital bed. You could imagine a carriage that moves back and forth and it's controlled by springs.
Yes.
So you choose the spring load that you want based on the movement that you're doing. So everything is customizable. And that's what's great is you can change the machine based on how your body operates, what you're looking for that day. And then also it just adjust for all body types.
Yeah, and what are some of the benefits besides the things that I've talked about, but what are really some of the benefits from Pilates?
So many, I don't even know where to start, but we'll just say mobility is huge. So just being able to move throughout your life without pain, being able to drop down and pick something up, get right back up, your joints feeling good. The mobility aspect is huge.
Yeah.
Just the overall control that you find in your body from Pilates, I think, is one of the main benefits. Because I said everything is focused on the powerhouse.
Yes.
So you notice that you're using your powerhouse more throughout your everyday life. So, for example, I'm going through a move right now. Let me tell you, I am never more thankful for Pilates than when I'm moving. Because you're picking up heavy stuff. You're reaching into the back seat of your car. And so I'm just, like, ready for everything because we do all of those movements in class.
Right. And you're talking about the core. So, I mean, as we get older, I mean, all these things are very important because as people age, they fall, right? And the last thing you need to fall. And I'm not at that age, Michelle, if that's what you're thinking. So, Matt, get that out of your
but
mind.
It's true.
This woman walks in the highest heels I've ever seen. So she.
But seriously, people fall, they break hips and everything. So it's good for your bones, but it's good for balance.
Totally.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I always say one of the key things that we need to focus on as we age is balance.
Yeah.
Once your balance starts to go, you are at higher risk for everything.
Exactly.
So we focus a lot on building muscle through all the stabilizers. So think about ankles, think about the side abs that help you stay balanced when your dog tries to pull you, and all these little things that we do in class helps aid you in these real life situations. So I always tell people, you can thank me next time you're carrying a heavy grocery bag on one side, or you can thank me next time you're walking on ice, because we're actually practicing using all those stabilizing muscles in
class.
And
I love that you relate it to real life things, because that's true. That's when we're falling, when we're doing something silly like laundry or something crazy. So let's talk about the age group that actually takes Pilates. And I mean, Miley Cyrus, she's really the spokesperson for Pilates, because she's the first one to tell you, I got my body from Pilates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what ages are doing Pilates nowadays?
It is crazy. I will have people in a class who are 17 and who are 74.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Pilates, is it can be customized based on whoever is doing it. I always say one of my...
Yep. Thank you,
yes,
Matt.
Oh, yeah, like,
yeah.
Okay. Can you come do that during my Pilates classes?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. One of my oldest clients is 94.
Oh, my goodness.
And I say she does better planks than most 30-year-olds. So
wow.
I'm like,
I need to meet her.
Yeah, if you maintain these movements, this practice of Pilates, you can stay moving great throughout your whole life.
That's amazing. And you know what else I like about Pilates? So I've been doing it, I would say, consistently for like at least 5 years now. It's different every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not boring. And it's always challenging. Like, they have different, like, degrees of classes. One's
mm-hmm.
beginner, one's intermediate, one's expert. I never know what kind of class I'm in, because you can make it kind of custom, right? So
mm-hmm.
can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So the way I like to teach is I like to have certain principles to stand by through every class. So, for example, I like to get the spine bending in every direction in class to keep with the spinal mobility. Another thing that we like to focus on is getting the arms and the legs mm-hmm. moving in every direction. That's how we keep the joints all healthy. So we have these basic principles that we like to stick with. But once you hit those principles, you can be super creative with how you order things, the way you progress certain movements. And so I love it, because it kind of feels like you're choreographing a dance with 12 people. And I'm like the coach cheering you on. So we really have the liberty to do what we want. That's what I love about Heather at the Pilates house.
She's amazing.
Is she gives so much power to her instructors. She doesn't give us much rules. She trusts us to analyze what's going on in the room and craft a workout that fits our personality and that we think will fit everyone who's there in that moment.
That's great. So you're so young yourself. So tell me how you started. And if you're just getting into your car or hello, Facebook Live people. This is Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector. And we're here on Tan Talk Radio. And we're talking to Nicole, who is an amazing instructor at the Pilates house. And that's right over there in Clearwater on Missouri. So I've asked her, because she's so young and she's so experienced and she's so amazing, and I've taken Pilates classes from a lot of people, and the training that you guys have to go through is really almost like, geez, are you guys going to try to be a doctor? I mean, really, it's pretty extensive. So how did you get started, and how old are you?
No, okay. Well, I'll give you a little math equation.
Okay.
I started Pilates when I was 13.
Okay.
And I've been doing it almost 20 years.
What?
Yes. I know, it's crazy, but I...
Wait, didn't you think she was in her 20s?
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, Matt.
Matt,
hey, look at him on his phone, not paying attention. Good thing the studio's not on fire, because my producer's not paying attention. But anyways, okay, so we're just forgetting Matt. But seriously, my God.
Yeah, so I started doing Pilates when I was 13. My mom teaches Pilates. So that's how I found out about it. We would throw down our Pilates mats in the living room and we would do DVDs.
Yeah.
If you have a younger audience, you might not know what that is. But yeah, we would do the Pilates DVDs together and I just became hooked.
Well, if you want to talk younger than that, do you have any Pilates VHS tapes?
I do.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
a Jane Fonda girl.
The younger generation.
Jane Fonda, yes.
Jane Fonda.
I loved all of the fitness gurus.
Yes.
And honestly, that's part of the reason why I'm an instructor now, because I just loved watching those people. So that's how I got started, and I just found so much value in it. It kind of became like my fitness North Star. Like, I would always dabble in other things, but yeah, I would always end back up with Pilates, just because of the amazing benefits, and also just because I have such a nostalgic connection to it.
That's great. So, Nicole, you have your own Instagram thing going on there that people can follow, and I love your tips and everything. How does someone watch you?
Yeah. So I am starting to dabble more with Instagram. You can follow me at Pilates by Nix, N-I-X. I just like to post little tips about Pilates in general, because I do find that it can be pretty intimidating, especially because of all the equipment that's going on. And it can be a pretty tight-knit community that if you're an outsider, it can be scary. So my whole thing is inviting people to the party, because I just want everyone to find something that works for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that Pilates works for a lot of people. And so I just want to get everyone to join the club. So I always say to Heather at the Pilates house, I say, I act like I'm throwing a dinner party when the people come through the door. Like, I want everyone to feel so welcome, like they belong there.
Yeah.
So on my Instagram, my goal is to empower people to kind of like know what the culture of Pilates is, know what to do when they walk into the studio. And then I also just like to post my own Pilates moves that I like to do.
Well, you're very creative in your choreographing and new things you'd think of. And I don't know, you're very creative.
Thank you.
So let's talk about people that are, let's talk about a couple things. People that are for the first time going in, and that is scary. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Not all Pilates studios are the same. There are some Pilates studios that are cookie cutters, and if you don't follow their program, they Pilates shame you and make you feel bad. Okay, I know. I used to belong to one of those. But Pilates House is very inclusive, and it customizes, and it doesn't care if you have injuries or if you're a beginner or if you're 17 or if you're 80 or if you can move or you're flexible, you're not flexible. They don't care. They work with you. They don't expect you to be, what is it? I heard it was snotty Pilates. Okay, I heard that from the first time at this other place I used to go to. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know that there was such a thing. And why are we talking like this? I just want to work out. So talk about how you do customize this. And so someone that's nervous about even coming in for the first time. And what about people with injuries?
Yes. Okay, so number one, I want to tell you, as an instructor, one of the things that excites me the most is having someone come through the door who has never heard of Pilates before.
Awesome.
Like, it is so rewarding for me to be able to guide someone through the process of not moving ever in their life to finding something that actually makes them enjoy movement.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me so happy to do. So if you are an outsider, please come in and just give it a try. The Pilates House is a great place to start.
Yeah, and don't you do like free first class or something like that?
Yeah, so free first class. And then also there is some packages online that you can find on the website. I think like the first 5 classes at a discount.
Oh, so, good, for beginners, that's perfect.
You can look that up as well.
Or people that get banned, Pilates shamed from other places, go over
come
there.
Come on over, we'll take
come
you.
Come on over.
Yes. As for injuries, Pilates actually is one of the best things you can do for injuries. We will always ask you prior to class if you have any injuries that we should know about, and then we just will keep that in mind as we flow. So in Pilates, we have things called modifications, and basically those are things that we give to people who have special needs in some case. For example, if you have like a spinal fusion, we get people with scoliosis, we get people
Hip replacements.
Yeah. Yes, but the beauty of Pilates is it's such a way to maintain the body that it helps with those injuries. So if you have injuries, you should be doing Pilates.
Right.
It helps rehab you. So I don't think that should be a reason to stay away at all. It should be a reason to go.
Right. So it's Be Local Buzz with Devin here on Thursdays, and we're talking to Nicole over at the Pilates house. She's an amazing instructor over there, and we're talking about the benefits if you are injured of Pilates. And I am going to, like, okay, true confession here. I've had 8 back surgeries. And I am truly the bionic woman. I am fused from my butt up to my head, including my neck. So, of course, there's so many movements I can't do. I can't twist. I just can't do what most people can do, right? Because I'm just like a rod. So Pilates is the best thing that has ever happened to me, because not only does it keep my core, which helps my back, of course, mm-hmm. right? It actually gave me great legs, if I don't say so myself. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that.
We might have to do a little catwalk.
Yeah, we have to do a little catwalk. But not only that, the flexibility that I can get at Pilates that I can't get anywhere else on my own helps my pain level. So absolutely. If I am not doing Pilates for a couple days, like I just came back from a conference, I can feel it. So I'm really excited about tomorrow's class, because I know it's going to reduce the pain level that I have going on because of Pilates is just amazing. And so I can talk about being your injured person who does Pilates faithfully, because it really helps.
Absolutely. And you're the best kind of student, because you are patient with yourself and you don't get frustrated. And if you can't do something, you just keep moving. Like,
half
that's
my
the
life
beauty.
Is a, yeah. 90% of my life is a modification.
Yeah.
Seriously, I have to modify getting here, getting dressed. How about putting my shoes on? I can't twist my leg. So if I have one of those things you have to do on the side with the buckle, do you know how hard that is for me to do? Because I have no movement to twist even my leg. So I have to be patient, because the alternative is jumping off the bridge. So we don't want to do that. Right, Michelle?
That's right. I have a couple of questions for you.
Yeah. And this is Michelle. Michelle, we're going to hear from her after. She is really excited to talk about all the financial stuff. But we're going to wait on that. We're going to stick with Pilates. So go ahead.
I'm so excited to see you, a young person into fitness like this. It's the one thing that has saved my life.
Right.
Do you do it by music? Do you have music? And in the classes, are you customizing each person? Or how do you take a 94-year-old and put him beside a 17-year-old?
Yes. So in terms of the music, believe it or not, but classical Pilates, so the OG version of Pilates, they did not do it to music. But since then, Pilates has evolved to be more contemporary at certain studios. So we do use music at the Pilates house.
We rock it.
Yeah,
pop
we rock
it.
Out.
Oh yeah.
But the beauty is the instructors can choose their own music, and I choose. Some days I'm listening to the Beatles. Some days I'm listening to Taylor Swift. So I like to customize it and change it and constantly keep things, you know, just fresh and different. So I love the music part. In terms of how to plan for different ages, different strength levels,
ability.
I typically will have a certain plan that I want to do. A lot of times, the moves can be adjusted based on who's in the class. So I personally like to start with the most basic version of a move. We start basic, and then we continue to add on, and we continue to add on. And add on. So a reference that I've heard in the past is, think of it like train stops. We keep going to different train stops. You can choose when you want to get off, like basically choose how far you want to take the move personally. And everyone can choose a different level, essentially. So it's layering on different difficulty levels. It's truly an art form to be able to do that. So it takes time as an instructor to learn how to do that, and we're not always perfect. Sometimes it is more challenging when you do have such discrepancies in class, but we all try to, I guess, just make it accessible for everyone and give everyone a challenge.
Right.
I had another question for you. Do you have to have the equipment? Can you do Pilates without equipment? And maybe using some of your Instagram tips and following you on that. And
absolutely. My first 15 years of doing Pilates was only on
the
mat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's actually a lot harder on the mat sometimes. People don't believe this, but sometimes the equipment is actually helping you through the movements. But mat Pilates can be much harder in certain cases. So I always say, like, my biggest tip with Pilates, whether you're doing it now or not doing it at all, is just make movement happen. So sometimes people will be going on the reformers and then they go on vacation for a month and they completely fall off the train. I'm like, throw down a hotel towel and get 10 minutes of mat Pilates in, and then when you come back to us, you're gonna still be in tip-top shape, ready to go. So my whole thing is like, just make it happen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that involves just throwing down a mat and getting down and dirty with it.
You and I were talking earlier too, you know, I'm a, let's get it fast, I'm moving. I was never good at yoga, I tried many years ago Pilates because I liked it. Do everything really fast, I guess. But you said you can pace it. You can speed up the pace, you can slow it down.
Absolutely. I always say, if you go to Pilates once and hate it, go to a different instructor, because every instructor has their own vibe. Mm-hmm. Some instructors are more boot campy and like, go, go, go. Some instructors have that more calming presence, and I go to all of them. I love all the styles. So I always say, just give different instructors, different studios a try, so you can kind of find the flavor that works for you. Because you'll learn, the more you get into the Pilates world, there's a lot of different versions of it. So,
So I'd like to answer Michelle's question, because I actually was her. I was that go, 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 go. Pilates is actually more effective the slower you do the moves, because it's more challenging and it's actually harder. Like doing sit-ups, right? You're used to doing crunches, fast, 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 fast. The slower you move and crunch your core,
that is true.
The more effective and results-driven you're going to be. So that is something that I know, because I was you, and now I'm you. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean, like as far as pace and stuff. So
totally, one of the biggest aspects of Pilates is the mind-body connection.
It is.
So you're really supposed to be focusing on the muscles that you're working, moving with intention, just getting that high quality movement in. And so that's one of the most beautiful things about Pilates, and I think what differentiates it from a lot of different other forms of movement.
So what I love about you guys over there, they're very detailed at communicating what muscle you're supposed to be using. Like when you just say we're doing a sit-up, okay? You're actually saying, tuck, squeeze, I don't know, whatever.
Bring the bottoms of your ribs down to your hip bones.
Right, so it makes it harder. You're not just saying sit up, like in a gym. They're just going to be like, okay, do a sit up. But they're actually telling you how to do it to work with as many muscles in that area possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Am I like a Pilates instructor?
No, absolutely. I think we need to hire you.
Okay, so it's Be Local Buzz with Devin and Matt, and it is Thursday, and we are on Tie and Talk Radio, and we're just talking to Nicole over at the Pilates House, and she's an amazing instructor. We're going to get back to her, but I do want you to do one more shout out about where it is, and how does someone get these free classes? Wait a minute, we didn't even talk about that.
Yes, okay. So I teach mostly at the Pilates House in Clearwater. It's on Missouri Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that cross street that it's by?
Gulf to Bay,
yes. I don't live over here, but I do travel
yes.
35 whole minutes to come teach at the Pilates House because I love it.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, so if you are interested in doing your first class for free, just go to the website and then you create an account and sign up for the class. If you have any issues, call or text the number on the website. Heather is super responsive.
So, I mean, God, and we've had Heather on a prior show, and she's just amazing. So the experience level that you're getting over here is through the top, and the education that you have to go through. This isn't a certification. You don't go for a Saturday afternoon and become certified. How many hours do you have to do it?
Ooh,
like in the thousands or
there's
something?
There's all different certifications. Mine personally was 500 hours.
Yeah. And you have to learn like a whole anatomy of the body and physiology and all that. So I actually have a little trivia. It's trivia time. Can we do like a ding, ding, ding? When I say it's trivia time, let's start something cool with that, Matt. What do you think we should do?
I think I have something, but give me a second to find it.
Okay. All right. So, well, we'll practice that after. But right now, I'm going to say it's trivia time. And Pilates. Now, this is something. Okay. All right. So let's practice that again.
All right.
It's trivia time. All right. Cool.
Nice.
All right. So, will Pilates be able to do this? Because they're saying it's impossible. It's impossible for most people to lick their elbow.
Ooh. Am I supposed to say true or false? Or
no, it's true. So I just want to know if maybe with Pilates.
Oh. Am I supposed to try?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've never tried this before.
Close.
See, I need a longer tongue.
See? This is our. All right, so we have a new Pilates goal. We can tell Heather. We have a new Pilates goal. It's going to be that everyone, by the end of the year, is going to be able to lick their elbows, okay?
Yep.
What do you think?
I like it.
Okay.
We'll give it a try.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, you know, like I work out every morning, but this is an addition. This is a totally opposite of what you may be doing, you know, like what I do every morning.
Right. It's a very good compliment.
It's a very opposite. So I like that.
Totally. I love doing kickboxing. I love doing things to complement Pilates as well. So you don't have to be completely on the Pilates
train. You're welcome at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be there.
There you go. Okay. So I have financial, let's see. Our next segment we're going to call Money Matters. Okay. And I have a financial advisor expert, Michelle Osborne, here. And I have first of all, before we do the song, I have a trivia for her. I'm like loaded with trivia today. How many ways is there to make change for a dollar?
I'm gonna let you answer that one.
Any guesses? How many ways are there to make change for a dollar?
I say about 20.
99.
293 ways.
Wow.
There you go. You can take that to your next meeting. There you go. Okay, so do we have a song for Miss Michelle?
We do, and it's right here.
All right.
Let's see.
Well, welcome, Michelle. You're no stranger to radio, that's for sure, but I'm so happy to have you on Be Local Buzz with Devin. Love it. Love that you're in a magazine. I love that you take care of our residents, and we appreciate your expertise. So,
you're very welcome.
Tell a little bit about who you are and how long you've been doing this. And
Well, I don't know if I want to say how long. It's been all my life.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have to say that because,
No, I've been doing this 43 years. And you know, you put a really good show together today talking about your health and your wealth.
Yeah.
It's the two most important things that people have. And I tell people it doesn't matter how much money you have or how much I make you or how much we save you in taxes or anything else if you don't have your health.
Exactly.
So we've learned that.
Oh, I like that.
Or the dream team.
Yeah.
I love it. The dream team is right.
Very, very good combination.
So, Michelle, where are you from? How did you get started in this business 43 years ago?
Well, I started actually at Merrill Lynch. They would not let me be a broker back then because I was too young, actually, basically. And so I did an apprentice with them for 2 years in college. And so then I became a senior advisor with one of the senior affiliates at Merrill Lynch, and moved on to bank brokerage and made that successful in North Carolina. I had a television show, a news column, and a radio show called From Wall Street to Main Street.
I love that.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's giving back. You know, it's answering people's questions, you know, like we're doing today, just trying to help them help themselves.
Right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So what are some of the greatest challenges that you see today when you review a client's portfolio? Because right now the buzz is like the economy, what's going on, interest rates, financial debt ratio, all that kind of stuff is out there. So how do you answer these questions, and what kind of, I don't know, information can you give us?
Well, you know, I specialize in capital gains deferrals. And that's where people are either selling their real estate or selling their business, or they're actually transitioning into another part of their life. Most of my clients are over the age of 55, and they're looking for that income, but they don't want that volatility anymore. So what I see mostly coming in the door, people that are being referred to me, is somebody that has the typical 60-40 portfolio with the RIA fees. And I mean, 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds. Well, that's fine for someone Nicole's age, maybe. But as you get older, you can't withstand that volatility. You don't want that in your portfolio anymore. Not only that, we're beginning to sell assets. People with portfolios of real estate, you know, investment homes. You know, I may be selling my company to my son or someone else in the market, and it's time for me to transition out, but I don't want to give it all to Uncle Sam.
Well, yeah.
And there are ways to reposition those assets and to take away some of that volatility. Most of the things that come in my door, I see people that have, you know, in a bad year, they lose really hard. In a good year, you do really well. Well, when you start transitioning into a different sector of age and retirement, or even if you just want to start another business at this time in your life, you don't want to see your portfolio lose 20-30% one year. It's kind of scary. The economy today, you know, just is so volatile. And this year is actually a political year. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see, you're going to see a great year. That's all I'm going to say.
All
because
right.
They have to look good. Okay, so the markets have to look good. And so the, you know, rates are changing. Last year we saw the rates going up. And now you're going to see potentially rates being cut. And this is all dictated on what you see in the markets today. We've hung over 38,000 in the Dow now for 45 days or better. And so that's a real indicator. And the indication is the markets like predictability. They don't like anything that's unseen. They want to know. And so the Fed
is... So do people, right?
Yeah. Oh, so do people,
yeah.
Know? And that's why, you know, when they get a little more stability out there in their portfolios or in the markets, people start feeling good. And so then they start going, oh my gosh, I can go shopping in Europe, or I can do this, or I can
She's
do that.
She's pointing to me, Matt. Did you notice that? Mark, if you're listening to the show, I just want you, or watching, hi, Mark. She pointed to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I'm not surprised she pointed to you. You're the shopaholic on this network. Come on now.
Yeah, but guess what? Wednesday, yes, was that yesterday?
Yeah.
It's only been a day. Oh,
yesterday,
man.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, yesterday was also the beginning of Lent, and if you remember correctly,
oh, that's right.
I give up shopping, so I already feel it. It's only
Ouch.
Been one day.
I was going to say, that is going to be the most painful thing on earth for you.
Yep. But
to give up shopping.
They say, you know, you make your biggest sacrifice to God, and my biggest sacrifice is
shopping.
Yeah, my favorite thing is shopping. Yeah,
biggest sacrifice besides whatever you have going on with Mark is that.
Yes. So I just want to let you know the economy is really going to be affected because for the next 6 weeks I will not be shopping. Okay.
Oh my God! Look out, New York.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I start to see Devin falling apart over the next 6 weeks, I know why. Is
she sick? Can we do a big shopping spree when Lent is over?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah!
Straight to Saks in New York.
By the way, we have that on audio file. We have that on record for archive, and if anybody wants to get, if anybody missed anything on today's show, internetradiopros.com, click on Be Local Buzz with Devin. You can find not only this show, but everyone she's ever done. So, Devin, in 6 weeks from now, we will play this back so you have audio file there taking you shopping when Lent is done.
Yes.
Sounds great. And you heard it from Matt over here on Be Local Buzz with Devin and Tan Talk Radio. And we're talking to Michelle Osborne, who is doing our health and wealth. I like that. She's the health, wealth portion of our
well
business.
Portion, yes.
And I have a question for you. What has been your experience with recessions and market corrections and all that kind of stuff, all those situations,
it's
all that stuff
really,
we don't want to
really
talk about?
Really good question. I've seen at least 5 serious corrections in my career. That shows you how old I am. But, you know, those types of experiences teach you. And they teach us what to try to look out for in the future. There's no guarantee of anything. But you start looking at people's portfolios and go, well, they're heavily weighted in this sector, or they're heavily weighted in that. For example, when we, in 2008, when everything hit the skids, you know, in the real estate portfolios, that particular time really taught people like myself that deal with capital gains and other issues, you know, what we should look for in putting people's money today, because people today are looking for more stability.
Right.
You know, they don't want to go through that anymore. I know I don't.
Right. No,
I know
it's
my
true.
Clients don't. You know, so we're looking for more stability. So those types of recessions or corrections, there's a big difference. A recession is more 2 years, a correction is about a 6 to 9 month period. And economic factors dictate which ones they are. You know, and if you ask me right now, we never went into recession. We just had a little bit of a correction 2 years ago. And pullbacks are necessary. You got to have a little bit of pullback when it starts racing too high, some of these markets. But, you know, the markets actually stabilize themselves using recessions and corrections. It's all about timing. And you start getting to know the flow after all these years of when do I invest? When do I go in? What do I start looking at? What portfolios do I start moving? Like if someone comes to me and they have a 60-40 split portfolio, I watch that portfolio until I feel comfortable that we're at the top of the market and can cash them out and get them into something more stable. Or a bond segment. You have to start watching the beds and the rates and start not really predicting but trying to time some of those economic factors, because they're huge. Thankfully, we've been very successful with this. And then you start transitioning at the right time into more income tax advantaged producing assets. So it's just like protecting your core. You were talking about your core. Mm-hmm. You got to protect that core. Okay, mm-hmm. And part of that protection, we got to make you some money so you can go spend it, right?
Well, that's true.
I mean, if
that's
you're in a 20%,
well, we have 6 weeks for that. So,
if you're in a 20% down market and you're paying taxes on top of that and other fees, you're just not in the mood to go shopping,
right?
If you're in a 30% or 10%,
right, that's really not true.
So okay. I like stable. I like consistent, and so do the markets.
Awesome. She's so smart, right? She's a rock star, and you can actually find Michelle in our Be Local Beaches and Greater Clearwater magazine, our Stroll Harbor Bluffs, and you can also go directly to our website, which is strollharborbluffs.com. You can go down to our sponsors. You can find Michelle Osborne, and you can click on her logo, and it will go directly to your website. So, Michelle, I have a couple more questions. Mm-hmm. Your experience is so vast. Right? What areas do you find most neglected by other advisors and clients? So, I mean, I don't have to say why you. I think I know why you. You're here on the show.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Part of our network, and your experience level is blows my mind, right? So, talk about that.
You know, I see so many portfolios, again, in this stagnant portfolio where they are block trading. You are a person. That is your money. You worked all your life for that. Do you really want to be combined with 100 other investors and just moved when they think?
Mm-mm.
No. It may not be something that is suitable for you, much less, you know, even important to you, okay, or conducive to what you're trying to do. You may not want any income right now. You may want to be able to work 10 more years and hide that money in a money market inside a portfolio that's not going to be taxed. But if you're block trading, you're just being moved with the rest of the herd. So that's one of the biggest, mm-hmm. one of my biggest pet peeves. I don't like block trading. Yeah. The other thing is they're not paying attention to market sector signals. Okay. They're going to start cutting rates. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you got a bond paying $3 and I got a bond paying $2. Whose is more important? Yours paying $3, right? So you have to start watching those signals. And so if you're block trading, you don't catch those signals. And so a lot of advisors, not all, you know, there's a lot of really good advisors out there, and I work with a lot too. But some advisors just block trade and they move from one portfolio to the next, and they're not paying attention to the underlying why. Why am I doing this? You know,
and I remember once you said we gotta talk about Matt's gotta do his thing for you, but I remember talking to you before, and I love what you said, that everyone you treat like a family member, right?
True.
Everyone has a personal spot in your heart, so that's why you really take care of them, and you're not moving the herds, right? So you're actually looking at every single one, and you're like, what if this was my mother or father? What would I give them? What kind of attention would I give them? So I really love that when you said that.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I get is people come to me because they're selling a big real estate investment and they want to defer all the capital gains and they don't want to give Uncle Sam all, you know, 30%, or they're selling their company. And then I start looking at everything they have and we start tweaking things. And the most rewarding thing I do is just being able to go through the entire portfolio, go through their family situation, and see it all the way through, and try to fix things that make them happy, give them comfort and peace.
So how does someone get in contact with you?
727-459-4875.
Okay, so Matt, before we go on, just do your thing.
All right, so what you've heard on today's show is not an offer to buy, nor sell, or a solicitation to sell securities. All investing involves risk of loss or home to the principal invested. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Speak to your financial or tax professional prior to investing. Any information provided is for informational purposes only. Securities through Emerson Equity, LLC members, and FINRA, SIPC. Only available in states where Emerson Equity, LLC is registered. Emerson Equity, LLC is not affiliated with any other entities identified in this communication.
Excellent. Okay, so I do. If I didn't do any kind of event thing for the weekend, I wouldn't be doing the Be Local Buzz part of my show. So tomorrow night is actually the third Friday, and they have a big festival, and it's called Third Friday in Safety Harbor. You go right down Main Street. There's vendors and music and booze and food and shopping. Damn, shopping. Not me.
Mark, keep her in the car.
It doesn't
keep
matter.
Her at
I
home.
Can't. I would never sacrifice. I would never do anything to jeopardize my. Right. Commitment.
I realize that, but Mark, if you're listening to this, please help her with her commitment. Keep her away from the festival this weekend.
Mark's not invited, but anyways, yeah, so tomorrow night on Third Friday, Safety Harbor, a Main Street, is from 6 to 10. And then I just want to talk about something that's happening next Thursday night. It is going to be Cupcakes, Cappuccino, and Celebrations. That is going to be taking place in Largo at Salted Air Mercantile from 6 to 8. And that's in the coffee mill location right on Indian Rocks Road, right by Anona Church. And it's going to be so fun. There's obviously going to be cupcakes and cappuccinos, and we say celebrations because it's going to be champagne, wine, that kind of stuff. And we're doing raffles, and it's just going to be just a great
fun.
Just a fun event. It's mostly girly, I'm sure, but guys can come too. I'm not going to say that. So, and that's next Thursday, and again, it's at Salted Air Mercantile, located over in the coffee mill. So I do want to go around one more time. Should I talk about the gross trivia thing I have, or should I go around one more time? What do you think, Matt?
Go around one more time first, then we'll close out with gross trivia.
Okay. I have a really gross trivia. So I'm going to keep you in suspense on that. But Nicole, one more time, give us your 30-second commercial, who you are, what you do, and how people can find you.
Yes. So my name is Nicole. I am a Pilates instructor. You can find me a few days at the Pilates house in Clearwater. How to find me.
A few days. I think you're there every day.
Not every day. Okay. I'm there 3 days.
Okay.
Yes. If you want to find me personally, I have an Instagram called Pilates by Nyx. So that's Pilates_by_Nyx, N-I-X. So you can find me there. I like to share tips just about Pilates in general, kind of like the cultural things of Pilates, what to expect when you go to a Pilates class. And then also, I like to share Pilates routines because that's what I love doing.
Yeah, and she's really amazing. So again, it's at the Pilates House, Missouri Ave. If you're coming from the Largo, Bel Air-ish area, you're going to go cross right over Gulf to Bay and keep going straight. And then, Michelle, thank you so much.
She's a bright, shining star. She smiles all the time.
She's amazing.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
No, she really is. She's amazing. Don't let the smile fool you. She's kind of badass.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, she doesn't like, what is it, smell your roses? What was that little? Yeah, so she's a little bit tougher than that. And I love it. And I'll see you tomorrow
morning.
She's
got moxie.
Yep, I'll be there.
I'll be there tomorrow
morning. She's got moxie.
She's, yes, she does. And Michelle, please tell everyone again what you do, how people can find you, and give us like one last like thing that people can take away, and then I will get on to gross trivia.
My name is Michelle Osborne, and I specialize in capital gains deferral. So if you are selling a piece of real estate that it was an investment, and you're not selling it because you're concerned about the capital gains issues, or you're selling your business at this point in your life, and you want to take those assets or any assets you have and create tax-advantaged income with more stability, I'm your person. 727-459-4875, Michelle at EmersonEquity.com.
Or you can find her in V Local Beaches Magazine and Stroll Harbor Bluffs, or on our website directly at StrollHarborBluffs.com. Okay, so Matt and Lola, are you guys ready for this? Yeah? All right. I'm going to end the show with something very interesting. In an average lifetime, while sleeping, do you know what happens? Okay. I don't mean to freak anyone out, but since I was freaked out when I read this, I want to have to freak everyone out. You might eat an assortment of insects, 70 of them, and 10 spiders.
Mmm.
Does that like make you not want to go sleep? I said, Mark, I hope I get insomnia for the rest of my life. I can't even think of that because Lola's looking at me like, oh my God, who knew that? Did you know that?
Hey, it didn't kill us.
Well, yeah.
We're still here on this side of the turf, right?
We're still here.
How many bugs did you eat when you were a kid?
I don't know, but it just kind of freaks me out. Really freaks me out. Okay, so I want to say thank you so much for being with us today on Be Local Buzz with Devin here every Thursday on Can Talk.
Because of that, Lola just said to me she's not going to sleep with the covers over her head.
See? I know, it freaks you out. Sorry, Lola, I didn't mean to ruin your day, but it ruined mine, so misery loves company. So, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow night in Safety Harbor at the Third Friday, Main Street from 6 to 10. And thank you to our wonderful guests, and that's Nicole from the Pilates House and Michelle Osborne from Emerson. And she is our financial guru of our health and wealth segment. Thank you very much. Matt, have a great weekend.
Start a fight. I know this can't be right. WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.